and the American Way. Let's take a deep breath as we start this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a lot of news, information, conversation, opinions about the important stories of the day. Ken Kessler and I are dedicated. We are devoted. We are directed, right?
Absolutely.
To be cognizant and aware. Bringing you into the conversation is easy. 888-302-DOUG is one way. You can use facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show. Send email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. There's no reason for you to be frustrated or feel like you can't express yourself. Help yourself to the continuing conversation, starting with kind of an odd story out of New Jersey. Last night at a mall in Paramus, a gunman fired off shots just before the mall was set to close. No reported injuries. Police conducted a store-by-store search of the mall that got locked down. Only one spent shell casing was found. No injuries. They looked around. The gunman apparently left. End of story. An hour or so ago, police confirmed the gunman had been found inside the mall, dead, from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So, here we go again. What is it? We keep asking ourselves these questions and come up with no answers, frustratingly. Anderson Cooper makes his living asking questions, as do I and others who have a forum. He talked to a woman who worked at one of the stores at the mall. She says she saw the shooter just before he opened fire.
What have you heard? What have you seen?
Well, about 10 minutes before we were about to close for the night, we started hearing loud bangs, and everyone started running throughout the mall, and someone ran past our store and screamed for us to close our door, and we didn't really know what was going on. And about 10 seconds later, I saw someone dressed in all black carrying a large gun walk past our store. It was just chaos. Everyone was just kind of running to wherever they could.
I just want to caution you. I don't want you to give the location of your store in our conversation, just for obvious reasons. What did the person look like? You said they were dressed all in black. Do you have any more description of what their face looked like? How were they walking? Were they walking fast?
It almost was like when you're watching like a horror movie and the killer is walking slowly. That's what it seemed like. He was wearing all black. It almost looked like body armor of some kind. It really was, as soon as I saw the gun, I just kind of turned and ran. I really didn't get that great of a look at him. I was just kind of concerned about getting out of there and running and getting into the back of our store.
Well, that's obviously an incredibly smart move on your part. You said it's possible he was wearing some form of body armor.
That's what it looked like.
And did you have, was it just one weapon in his hand? And then you said it appears to be some sort of a rifle?
All I saw was one large gun. I'm not really familiar with a lot of guns, but the gunshots were just like a loud bang with like some space in between. It wasn't like a fast like machine gun. It was just a loud bang, bang, bang. We heard about like 8 or 9 shots.
You say 8 or 9 shots. And about how far apart were those shots?
About like 10, 15 seconds, if that.
And how far away was the shooting from where you are?
It sounded like it was like 10 feet outside of our store. I was like inside of the store that I'm in.
All right, so
I
mean, all of the gory details, who needs all of that? It brings it down to the minutia that really it is. I don't care to make this the big story of the day. I think there are a lot of people who are so interested in all of this stuff. But what does it accomplish, Kenny? What does listening to Anderson Cooper ask that woman how far away the shots were? What does that give us? Gives us nothing. It's bull. And it just, the more you bring this stuff to the surface, people say it doesn't encourage more people to do it. But what does it do for you when you listen to that? Other than I'm disgusted listening to that. I'm disgusted at his approach. I'm disgusted at the reality of somebody thinking that their life is so worthless that they have to go into a mall to get attention, shoot it up, and then shoot themselves. I'm just so tired of it. What are you? Our job here, to a point, is to bring information to people as many of you are starting your day. How's your day going to be made better knowing that this guy, whoever he is, so he's dead now. And that's too bad. But why is he dead? Okay, maybe somebody might be curious about that. I'm not even curious about that. There's nothing that happened at that mall that affects my life or your life unless you're related to that man or unless you were in close proximity to whatever was going on. Am I right or wrong?
No, I think you're right. I find it actually kind of aggravating that this guy so is so selfish and so egocentric that he goes to one of the biggest malls in the near New York City and shoots it up to get a lot of attention. Obviously, that's what he was doing. He wanted everybody out. It's a giant mall. This was supposed to be some kind of public display, and then killed himself. It's just annoying. It's a waste of everybody's time and money. There are so many of these shootings. They said that 400 police were dispatched to this the huge mall.
For what?
Well, nobody knew what was going on.
Well, at that point, they didn't. Yeah, they didn't. They thought maybe. Yeah. I mean, for all purposes, I suppose it could be like that mall in where was it? Belize? No, it wasn't in Belize. Where was that shoot 'em up in Kenya? Was it Addis Ababa, right? Nairobi.
Yeah.
Last month. Yeah.
Right. Mm. And nobody knew what was going to happen at the time, but you know, what a ridiculous waste of his life and of everybody's time and money on this.
Okay, no more about it. I'm not going to spend any more time. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to move around a lot in this hour. What happens, because we have the benefit of Ken having monitored a lot of radio and television news talk programs, in this hour we present a different focus, oftentimes on one or two, sometimes three of the big stories of the day. I kind of want to, because of this, just move around a little bit and touch into a lot of different areas where there has been interest in the last couple of days, maybe over the last week, something new, maybe a little bit of a different focus, a change in focus, because obviously this kind of stuff doesn't work, and yet the news media will be all over it. They'll be interviewing authorities, and they'll be talking to local about what? Oh, could this happen in your hometown? Of course it could happen in my home. It could happen any place. That doesn't mean we have to highlight it or make it a big deal, so enough already on this. 15 after the hour, this is a good day.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so you're going to hear a couple of more of these. You're going to hear some of this stuff during the course of the day today. So I'll just briefly give you, pardon the pun, some bullet points. One person taken into custody following reports of an armed man roaming the Central Connecticut State University campus. Campus placed on lockdown. Numerous students reported seeing this masked guy in camouflage with a gun. Went into a dormitory. Turned out to be a misunderstanding. The suspect was a 21-year-old student, the son of a geography professor there. The son was wearing a Halloween costume and not carrying any real weapons. But the police charged him with breach of peace, and he had to post a $1,000 bond to get out of jail. Are we that? Everybody is so full of fear that we... is this in poor taste, bad judgment? What is this? Or what are we thinking about this sort of thing? Is that an overreaction, Kenny?
Yeah, it sounds like it. He was in a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
I don't...
Let's outlaw Halloween. Here's another story. SWAT officers surrounding a Denver middle school overnight as they tried to capture a couple of men armed with rifles who were roaming around inside the school. Nobody in the school at the time. Two armed men inside the school. You could watch the Twitter. I don't know if you saw this on the Twitter account or not. This started early this morning. SWAT team is on the scene, according to the Twitter account. Nobody in the school. The Denver police say that a telephone notification to neighborhood residents went out. You know how they automate now? The towns and cities send these broadcasts to everybody's phone number. School closing today because of snow or something like that. So now they scared the hell out of everybody in the neighborhood by calling them in the middle of the night to tell them that there were two gunmen in the school and there was nobody else there. What do you do that for? Why would you do that? Unless you just try to exercise, it's just really bad judgment. That's what leads to a lot of these things, I think, anyway. All right, so a couple more twists and turns in the road. A 21 after on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Voice got started last night. Christina and Flo Rida. Christina and Flo Rida. I'm sure that's her real name. Opening up the show with How I Feel. Christina, are they sisters? Is it Christina and Flo? Last name Rida?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Christina Aguilera.
Oh, it is. So this is a member of Christina. I see. Okay. Got it. Now, duh. Had to put it all together. Christina Aguilera.
And Florida is another artist.
Really? Well known?
Star power. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Just star power to start the show.
So I should have known that before I opened my mouth and sounded foolish. Except it's not my, this is not my gig. That's Flo Rida. I like that. Actually, Flo Rida, whoever it is, I kind of like the name. Clever. How I Feel is the song. I feel like moving into the next item of business here. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Okay, so I said we're going to move around. Mr. Snowden, still in the news and on people's minds. Here are hosts Chris Merrill and Linda Martin talking about the manifesto that Mr. Snowden has published or had printed in a German newspaper.
Now there's a new manifesto out that was printed in Der Spiegel, which is a German magazine. It's called a Manifesto for Truth. It's truth, but I say it with a German accent. The Manifesto for Truth. Snowden says that calls for surveillance program reforms justify his alleged decision to leak classified information. But I'm curious that, okay, obviously he says those who speak the truth are not committing a crime. What a great plan, because that tells us that there is never a gray area. It's only black and white, and that there's nothing wrong with speaking the truth, ever, ever, ever. However, keeping your mouth shut, I guess, is always wrong, because that's what a lie by omission, and so we should always tell state and divulge state secrets because it's the truth. Great plan. Genius. It's these high-level thinkers that are getting Merca into some deep, deep duty. Now, I'm a little bit concerned, though, that we've got a manifesto. When was the last time that anyone sane released a manifesto?
Sane. Ooh.
Sane.
Now that's the...
Right? Sane person. When we think of manifestos...
I'm thinking Ted Kaczynski. I'm thinking that. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We always think of the Unabomber, right? There's a manifesto. Just rambling on and on and on.
Not necessarily sane.
I can't think of the last time that a normal person released a manifesto. In the manifesto, Edward Snowden says, instead of causing the damage, the usefulness of the new public knowledge for society is now clear, because reforms to politics, supervision, and laws are being suggested. Snowden then calls the U.S. and British intelligence agencies the worst offenders, but adds, we cannot forget that mass surveillance is a global problem and it needs a global solution. This is being, again, published in that German magazine. Germany's, of course, well known for divulging all of their secrets and operating above the table for the last 100 years or so. No? Oh. Snowden continues on in Der Spiegel, the German publication from the state that has maybe the most repressive history. The world has learned a lot in a short amount of time about irresponsibility operating security agencies and at times criminal surveillance programs. And then the manifesto then goes on to say, "And may I please have some clemency? Will you say it's okay for me to do this, please?" So when all of this happens, I still look and I say, state secrets are just that, state secrets. It might be, they might not be good. It might be a bad deal. But in the end, we are better to have classified information remain classified than we are to have these people that come out. The classified information might not be good, but in the end, the entire process of staying classified is more important than each individual bit of information.
It's 28 past the hour, Tuesday, November 5th, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The thing is, I would never give blood before. You know, before this happened to me, I thought of every excuse in the book. But I'm so thankful that everybody didn't think the way I did, or I would have died.
Like so many new mothers, Noelle needed blood during the birth of her son. Thanks to the American Red Cross and a donor like you, it was there. One donation, just an hour of your time, can help save up to 3 lives. Please sign up to give now at redcrossblood.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Stories, the important discussions that you either are having or will have during the course of the day. I've got you and you've got me, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday, the 5th of November. It is the job of Ken Kessler and me and others who participate in this program during the course of the day to bring you up to date on things and put sort of an individualized look, focus, if you will, on some of these things. What do they all mean? And that stuff that came out of the shootings in Denver, the gun in the schools, and all that stuff is just meaningless drivel as far as I'm concerned. One of the things, however, there is a sort of a backsplash to what went on at LAX. First of all, the family of that accused gunman in the shooting rampage from last Friday broke their silence. Written statement read by their attorney. The family of Paul Anthony Ciancia expressed sympathy for the victims, said they were shocked and numbed by the tragic events created by their son. We acknowledge the need to understand what happened and why it happened, they said in the letter. The statement from the family also said they would continue to support Ciancia. A lot of people have thought they think this guy's dead, but he's not. Right, Kenny? I mean, a lot of people think this fellow, he's not in very good shape, though, I think, isn't he? Is he on life support? He got shot in the head in three or four other places, if I remember correctly. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think he got shot a couple times in the head, but somehow he's clinging in critical condition. I imagine he's on some kind of life support.
Right. All right, so one dead, four injured in that story. Here's a twist on it. Taco's Tim Holt talking to Jennifer Borkland of NBC about the changes now. Oh, this ought to be good. The TSA is going to change the way they do things. Let's listen.
Are things back to normal, I guess, if that's the right phrase to use to describe operations at LAX this morning?
Boy, operations at LAX are always very busy, and this being a Monday, it's hard to say if they're exactly back to normal. I know for people who were stranded on Friday or had their flights diverted, let's just say it's a good thing that this weekend was the one with the extra hour in it, because I know that a lot of passengers are still displaced. But as far as operations at LAX go, we are told that they are, quote unquote, back to normal. What we can tell you this morning is that there is definitely more of a law enforcement presence around the front of the airport, around the outside. We see a lot more LAX police, and we have heard that LAX police did plan to put more resources in place today just to give passengers a little bit of a peace of mind as they go through the security checkpoint this morning.
Now, we know the head of the TSA said after the shooting that there's going to be a review of security protocol and such. But, I mean, what do you do to either beef up security or prevent something like this from happening again? I mean, it's a question we ask every time there's an incident like this, and, you know, the answer to that question is not an easy one.
No, it sure isn't, and especially at an international airport like LAX, where people are being dropped off curbside, as this alleged gunman was dropped off curbside by a roommate, walked out with a duffel bag. You can't check people as they roll into the airport. I mean, they do have the random trunk check still sometimes at the entrance of the airport. I saw those there last week before this happened when I was on a flight out of LAX a little earlier in the month. I saw them out there as well. So, you know, it is a really, really difficult thing. You have the gun-sniffing dogs. You have the bomb-sniffing dogs. LAX is on the forefront when it comes to things like that. They have dogs that can actually sense a trail of people that are carrying any type of explosive at all through the outer terminal before you get to security. What I think they're doing today is they're adding additional air marshals and people who are undercover, who aren't obviously armed, just to give a sense of, well, you may come in here with a gun, but you don't know who else has one that might be on the other side of the law.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-3684. The only thing I can think of, Kenny, as I listen to that and the sniffing dogs, I'm bringing my dog through the terminal at Thanksgiving. Now, what happens if one dog, the sniffing dog, meets another dog that wants to sniff? What does that do to the process? Not to make light of it, but I'm just thinking, I've not encountered a sniffing dog that was on the staff, if you will, of the police at any airport. When I brought my dog in to have her get on a plane with me, it'll be interesting. See if that happens.
It's my understanding the police dogs are supposed to be trained and to not pay any attention to other animals.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte may be more interested in them than they are in her.
That could be. 21 before the hour, 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. It's not just the healthcare.gov website. The entire Affordable Care Act, as to enrollment, is having mucho problemos. There are a series of internal administration memos floating around that have been made public by people who are obviously not on the side of not really on the side of the Obama administration here, revealing that the process of submitting health insurance applications through non-electronic channels is no more efficient than the glitch-plagued website itself. So the president and some of his aides have been reassured yet again. So they are reassuring you as a customer yet again that you can bypass the website by applying you may just submit fill out a form and mail it in or call it in. The same portal used to determine eligibility, no matter how the application is submitted, is why you can do this. Everything goes to the same place. If you look for the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight memo, you would see that everything is supposed to be treated the same, and it doesn't make any difference how you apply. At the end of the day, we are all stuck in the same queue, it says. And maybe the operative word there is stuck. So, what do we have here? Here's Jonathan Carl reporting on a man who has been trying for at least 2 weeks to enroll in the new health care plan by using the phone number the president gave out as a way to bypass the healthcare.gov website.
As the healthcare website melted down, the president people, there were other options working just fine.
You can bypass the website and apply by phone or in person.
A quick call?
I want to repeat that. 1-800-318-2596.
And voila!
It usually takes about 25 minutes for an individual to apply for coverage.
But 10 days before the president said those words, his own healthcare team knew that all applications were having the same problems. As one internal memo from the administration's healthcare war room obtained by ABC News reads, the same portal is used to determine eligibility no matter how the application is submitted. At the end of the day, we are all stuck in the same queue. Did the president not know that everything needs to go through the same broken website?
These memos say that at the end of the day, we are all stuck in the same queue because they all have to go through the same portal.
John, I get it, but the person who calls isn't the one who continues to wait after the paper application is filled.
Your mocking is entertaining, but the president said that you could apply within 25 minutes. That was not true.
So you call up. You give your information, you get the questions answered that you need answered, and then they take over from there.
That's not how it worked for Georgia resident Robert Schlora. We visited him the day the president gave out that phone number. After failing online, he tried the hotline.
I really have no idea whether or not I'll be offered a better plan, whether or not the government will help me subsidize it.
We contacted Mr. Schlora again today, and after 2 weeks and several calls to that hotline, he still has not been able to enroll in a new health plan. As for the overall numbers, the White House still won't tell us how many people have enrolled online or over the phone. They say that those numbers will be coming in about 2 weeks.
So anybody ask this guy whether he's a Republican or a Democrat? Now, to be, I don't know if fair is the right word, 14 states? I think 14 states are doing their own thing, right?
I think so, yeah.
So those are the states in which there is success. And you, Ken Kessler, are a very good example of that. California's running its own system, and it's doing fine. I've not heard any complaints from the states that are running their own system. Massachusetts, New York, California, I think Oregon, Washington. I don't know. I'd have a list, but it's not important maybe to go through the list. But the problems are coming where you have to go into the federal government website or sign up queue, if that's what it is. If I'm not, I think that's the way of looking at this, is it not?
I think that's right. The states that are doing it on their own seem
are fine.
To know what they're doing.
Surprise, surprise. Insurance companies trying to cheat customers out of more money. Since the start of this healthcare fiasco, we've all heard a lot of different reports of companies canceling insurance policies, charging customers hundreds of dollars more every month to continue coverage. Turns out that many of these cancellation letters were misleading, failed to mention that customers could find better policies at lower prices on certain healthcare exchanges. There is a very interesting overview, the number of people who have been contacted this past month who have tried to save money. I'm looking at the story of a Seattle resident who found a plan for $80 a month with a $250 deductible. And again, Washington is one of those states. So what do you think, David? David's in Massachusetts, about all the fuss here. All right, let's pause for a moment. We don't have David. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
This Veterans Day marks the third year of Heinz Ketchup's Our Turn to Serve program. Now, Americans can show appreciation for the U.S. military and raise money for Wounded Warrior Project, an organization that honors and empowers wounded warriors. To participate, scan the QR code on the back of specially marked Heinz Ketchup bottles in restaurants and send personalized thank you cards to be distributed to veterans and active service members by the American Red Cross. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're proud to work with Heinz Ketchup for the third year of the Our Turn to Serve campaign. Heinz will donate $1 to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you card sent and an additional 57 cents for each message shared on Facebook, Twitter, or with the hashtag Our Turn to Serve on Instagram, up to $250,000. It's such a simple, meaningful way to say thank you to our veterans and soldiers.
So next time you're dining out, look for the Our Turn to Serve Heinz Ketchup bottle at your table and scan the QR code to send your thanks.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
Developing stories on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. Interesting conversation going on about immigration reform. Here's host John Broski talking to Congressman David Valadao of California about a new border security bill working its way through the House.
Last week, you announced your support of H.R. 15, the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. It's a title that's about as big as Montana is long. And you are just the third House Republican to publicly support the bill. Jeff Denham did, too. Do you think that this might be a crack in the dam?
Well, I don't know if it's a crack in the dam. There are a lot of members who are considering it. There's some good stuff in there. They've actually taken some amendments from some of the Republican bills passed out of the Republican-controlled committees.
Such as?
Well, like the McCall Amendment on the border security. They didn't feel like the border security on the Senate version was strong enough, so they came in with the McCall Amendment, and that obviously made it a little bit stronger. And there's a lot there. I signed onto the bill when I worked with Joe Garcia, the author, and we talked a little bit about it, and I had my issues, and I gave him a list. I said, these are the things that I'm concerned with. And he gave me a commitment that he would work on those amendments with me. And we'll see if it makes it to a committee where we actually have a chance to make some changes to it and improve it. But at the end of the day, the most important part is this is a problem that we've got in the United States, and we have to address it. Everybody's sitting around a room talking and pointing fingers and saying it's broken, right. We've got to force a conversation. We've got to start to have that debate on the floor.
Critics say the border security provisions are irrelevant given that there are no real steps to secure our borders in the first place. Do you agree or disagree with that?
No, there is some real steps in there. There are things that that help with the border security. But what we do have to focus on right now is what's causing a lot of these issues is we don't have a good guest worker program. And that's one of the things that I've been pushing for the most. We haven't had a guest worker program, especially for agriculture, since the mid-60s.
How do you go about doing that? I mean, what do you think needs to be in a good guest worker program that's going
to
work?
It has to be flexible. California agriculture is much different than the Midwest. When you hear a lot of other members talk about immigration reform, they're a little bit different than California guys. But our crops here, I mean, when you get into the raisins, you get into our carrots, you get into some of our really labor-intensive crops, we have to have a good system there to make sure that we're as flexible enough for our guys.
Well, now, the bill also contains the amnesty first, enforcement later approach. Talk to me about that. Do you feel that this is essential to getting a deal done? And how do you reconcile this with the more conservative arm of your constituency?
Well, that's what makes it tough. When you look at the specifics of the bill, it does allow for a path to legalization and know who these people are and get them out of the shadows. Because we haven't had a working guest worker program for 40 or 50 years now, there's going to be a lot of people here that came here and came to work here. And just like in Las Vegas, of the casinos, 37% of the labor force there is undocumented. So we have to acknowledge that they're here. And part of that is allowing them out of the shadows. Who are you? What have you done? What have you been doing the time you were here? And then start to focus on how do we resolve those issues. It's not an amnesty for everybody or a path to citizenship for everybody, but it's get out of the shadows, tell us who you are. Let's go through this process and have that conversation.
Yeah.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Tuesday, November 5th, Good Day program, Election Day in a lot of states. The governor's races will be decided. Local races will be decided. There's no senatorial or, no congressional. That's next year. But there is a fair amount of governor's seats up. Virginia, I think, is the most interesting, Kenny, or seems to be getting the most media attention. Whether it's the most interesting or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But it's a fight for the reality, the justice of whether Obamacare is going to be the bellwether for next year's election. We'll be able to tell that by the end of the day today, depending on who wins in Virginia, so some say. The focus of my life, other than this radio program, my children, people that I love, happens to be agriculture. For those who are listening around the world on Armed American Forces Radio, I used to call it Armed Forces Radio, that's what it used to be, now it's American Forces Radio, or people who are listening on the internet or to any other any number of ways you can get this program downloaded at RadioAmerica.org, DougStephan.com, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com, TuneIn Radio and Stitcher Radio and iHeart Radio and all the apps that you can download, you can think of, talk shows on the internet. Anyway, the point is that if you are familiar with me and my status in life, much of what I am about has to do with agriculture. So as the Farm Bill, and many of you listening now are interested in the Farm Bill, the status of it, here's a discussion of same. Talk host Tom Collins and Laura Mack with Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about meetings regarding the Farm Bill.
We've got a Farm Bill conference that's going to be
starting Wednesday.
Yeah. What are you looking at there? What are you seeing is actually going to happen? What is going to come out of this first meeting?
Well, I think with a meeting Wednesday will be an opportunity for all of the members of the conference committee to kind of give what we call an opening statement. In other words, that's their viewpoint of, you know, where we are, where we're going, where we need to get. And so I think what we'll get to hear from both the Senate side, the House side, the Democrats and Republicans is what they hope, what everybody hopes to accomplish in this farm bill. You know, from my perspective, what I want to accomplish is, one, we need to get a 5-year farm bill for our producers. This year-to-year extension is not the right way to do that. We also need to get the reforms that are necessary to make sure that we're being good stewards of the taxpayers' money. And then thirdly, and more importantly for people in my district and the farmers and ranchers, is getting a solid 5-year safety net that's market-based and increases and enhances crop insurance.
Those are all very good points, but a lot of people, I think, are concerned with the farm bill. Are we going to try and realistically keep food stamps, the SNAP program, and the farm bill separated, or is it still going to be commingled, do you think?
Well, I think that's one of the issues that will be worked out. I think one of the things that's currently being pending in the farm bill is that the food stamps, if they were together, that they would be mature at different times, and so they may be considered together, but for example, the reauthorization of the food stamps could only be 3 years, whereas the farm bill could be 5 years. We'll just have to see how that all plays out. But, Tom, you've made a very good point, and that's probably one of the more contentious parts of the farm bill, because in the past, these two have been married together. The question is, will they stay married or will there be a divorce?
All right, so that's something that has practically, the food stamp thing, been on a lot of people's minds. But if you're a farmer, that's not what you're thinking at all. You're thinking about the new regulations that have been put forth by the FDA and the Food Safety Modernization Act. Part of the farm bill was to fund some of these changes from these Maronis who have absolutely no clue as to what it's like to run a small farm. There are so many things wrong with the proposed FDA regulations. They're wildly expensive. They empower agency officials to force small farms, which should be exempt from regulations, to comply with burdensome paper trails and computer programs. And there's no proof of a real public health threat. For example, the FDA wants to outlaw the use of manure. Can you imagine a world? This is the New World Order, which wants to have all natural things to grow its food, and these idiots at the FDA want to eliminate manure. They don't know what they're going to do with it, but they want you to use chemical fertilizers thanks to Monsanto and their influence, because the number two guy at the FDA is from Monsanto. So you ought to be in connection with the FDA or your congressman to tell them you don't like that.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.